Important dates in Christian history. 325 AD. The Council of Nicaea was called to address debates perplexing the church, primarily concerning the nature of Jesus. The Nicene Creed was drafted and is still one of the standards of orthodoxy among Christians. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Let's see if the president did better, shall we? This is Wretched Radio. The president of the United States delivered an Easter message. Let's apply the same standard that we have been applying to Big Eva when it comes to proclaiming the Easter message. Are all of the elements needed inside of that presentation sufficient for somebody to understand the necessity of Resurrection Sunday, that if we don't have a Savior, we face an angry God? It's 1 minute and 47 seconds long, which I did the math on this. It's actually a minute and 47 seconds longer than King Charles' Easter address, because he didn't do one. Had the time for Ramadan. I just couldn't find the time, apparently, to deliver an Easter message. And while I know a lot of Anglicans in particular are really disappointed, first of all, they should be far more furious about their new archbishop. But I say it's a good thing, because last year when Prince Charles talked about Easter, it was a dog's breakfast. It was just an entirely ecumenical affair. I think I've got some of the lingo from... Yep, I got it right here. Hold on a second. Let me find him.
The love he showed.
That's my Prince Charles impersonation. The love he showed when he walked the earth reflected the Jewish ethic of caring for the stranger and those in need, a deep human instinct echoed in Islam and other religious traditions and in the hearts of all who seek the good of others. In other words, he basically put Christianity in the exact same camp as every other religious system, at least those that have some form of social gospel. So I know, my Anglican friends, you might be disappointed that the head of the Anglican Communion didn't deliver an Easter message. I say good, because then he couldn't speak anything heretical. Let's hear how the president of the U.S. did, shall we?
This Holy Week, I'm proud to join with Christians across the country and around the world to celebrate the most glorious miracle in all of time, the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
In his life, Christ displayed true humility. In his death, he modeled true love. And in his resurrection from the tomb, he proved that even death itself will not silence those who place their trust in Almighty God.
Wow. I mean, nothing wrong with it's quite good. Here's what I'm going to be critical of. Is his Easter message complete? So far, Jimmy, were you kind of surprised at this?
Yeah, maybe.
A little bit. I don't know who wrote it for him, but okay.
As it says in Gospel of John, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, for whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life.
Now, that is a great verse, but has he explained why we need that? No. Now, if he would read further down to say John 3:36, he would understand, that if you do not have the son's forgiveness, you're in hot water. That is the element that is so often missing. We assume people know what we're talking about, but they don't.
Eternal life, such beautiful words. This Easter, millions of Christians all over the globe will be reminded that because of what Jesus did on the cross, all of us can live every day with hope in God's promise, knowing that in the end, evil and wickedness will not prevail.
Now, yes, I'm listening for the explanation why. The character and the nature of God.
In the spirit of joy and renewal this Easter, we also celebrate the extraordinary resurrection of faith and religion in America. As I have often said, to be a great nation, you must have religion and you must have God. In churches across the nation on Sunday, the pews will be fuller, younger, and more faithful than they have at any time in many, many years. Religion is growing again in our country for the first time in decades. Happy Easter to all. May God bless you. May God bless the United States of America. Our country is doing so well, like never before. Thank you.
Now, I suspect somebody, perhaps you, are getting a little bit agitated with me. That isn't uncommon. But that was lovely. Everything he said was right. My point is, and I didn't expect the President of the United States to present a complete gospel message. It is for us to start identifying when somebody starts speaking about the gospel. Are they saying everything that is necessary for it to make sense? Could this be one of the reasons why we have produced so many false converts that ask yourself the question, when you hear the gospel proclaimed, do you ever hear the preacher or the evangelist talking about the wrath of God? That if you do not turn from your wicked ways, you will be consumed by him for eternity. I know that lingo is not politically correct anymore, but it is biblical lingo, and it is the information that is necessary for somebody to understand the need for Jesus. And when we remove the preaching about wrath and judgment and hell, what have you got? A gutless gospel. There's nothing to it. So you have to replace it with life enhancement schemes. So come to Jesus and hey, you know, you'll just be a part of a love story and he just ooey gooey loves you. And how's about the love of God? And you want to feel his warm embrace and you want your kids to behave and you want to make more money and you want to be more successful and you want your marriage to be happy. That's not the gospel. Those aren't even the promises of the gospel. Those aren't even warm, frankly. The promise of the gospel is believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved from God. So forgive me for apparently picking on the President of the United States. What he said there, it was better than most, frankly. But I'm simply pointing out our need for making sure that all of the information necessary is contained inside of our gospel presentations. Now, in case you're not agitated with me, let me just play this clip from Keith Foskey. No intro needed. It's kind of self-explanatory. If denominations made Easter invitation videos, they might sound a little something, man. Like this.
Hey, everybody, we want to welcome you to come and worship with us at Generic Baptist Church this coming Easter Sunday. And since we know this is a time of year when many of you will have family and friends who don't normally come to church, we're promising Safe Sermon Sunday, where I promise there will be no mention of hell, of sin, of the rapture, or anything to do with the Jews.
But he did make my point. Nothing about sin, nothing about wrath.
Because the last thing we want to do is offend your visitors. And the most important thing to us is that we get them to come back and visit again before Christmas.
We would like to welcome you to join us this coming weekend at No Judgment United Methodist Church. We're especially excited to begin using our new privilege cards to ensure that everyone who has any level of intersectional disadvantage is allowed to speak freely and first during our time of resurrection experience sharing. Because we know the resurrection is not a literal historical event, but instead it's something that happens inside of each of us as we break free of the heteronormative stereotypes that have been thrust upon us by the evil patriarchy.
James Tallarico's church could have used that message for Christmas. Perfect. Spot on.
And you can be sure that all heterosexual white men will remain absolutely silent because none of them show up to our services anyway.
I'd like to welcome you to come join us this Lord's Day at Superior Theology Presbyterian Church. PCA, not PCUSA. At Superior Theology PCA, we don't celebrate a Hallmark liturgy. So this Lord's Day, we'll be doing the same thing we do every Lord's Day, which is celebrating in word and sacrament. But after the service, we're also going to be hosting a shared meal together, which we call Pot Providence. because there's no luck in Calvinism. Then all of our ladies are going to gather together to sit and discuss homeschooling strategies, while the men will retire to the pastor's study to debate the finer points of theology over pipes and cigars.
Now, Keith, you just went after our Presbyterian brothers with a big cigar in his hand, by the way, and a bow tie and a sweater vest. You better go after the conservative Baptists.
And probably some whiskey. Hey guys, it's Pastor Chad, and I want to welcome you to come visit us this Easter weekend at the Big Eva Multiplex Mega Church and Mini Mall. We'd love to have you at one of our 27 different services spread across our 9 campuses. We're going to be hiding over 1 trillion Easter eggs for all the kiddos to search for while our praise team gives a live reenactment of the Last Supper while sitting on Harley-Davidson motorcycles. Also this year, we're going to be hosting Easter escape rooms where you and your friends are going to be trapped inside of a tomb with Roman guards standing outside. Because if you love Jesus, you're going to have escape rooms at your church on Easter.
I would like to say that's the most bizarre thing I've ever heard being president in Easter service, but that would be a lie. And ain't that a shame? We'll see if Keith Foskey gets to making fun of me. You better, Keith. You better be an equal opportunity offender. Lutrons are next. This is Wretched Radio.
Have you ever wanted to take a tour of Europe, but you couldn't swing the airfare? Good news! Todd Friel's already gone for you. Our resource on the Shoulders of Giants takes you across 6 countries to meet your Christian ancestors, the Reformers, the men who were strangled, quartered, and burned alive so you could hold a Bible in your own language and understand the gospel of grace. You'll see the stake where Jan Hus was burned to death, the prison where William Tyndale translated scripture, the very courtroom where John Wycliffe was called monstrously wicked. You'll visit Martin Luther's home, the field where George Whitefield preached to 30,000 people without a microphone, and the outdoor pulpit of the thundering Scot himself, John Knox. These people were too good for this world, and their lives will challenge you to be bolder than ever before. On the Shoulders of Giants, it is streaming for free right now on Fortis Plus. Download the app where you download apps on your smartphone, on your smart TV, or simply visit fortisplus.org. Hey, thanks for listening to Wretched Radio today. Seriously, I mean it. Thank you so much for being a part of what we do here at Fortis Institute, not just with Wretched Radio, but with all of our other content that we're producing on a daily basis. Whatever keeps you coming back and showing up, we don't take that lightly. There is a reality about all of this, and that's that producing daily radio like Wretched takes resources, it takes studio time, equipment, staff, distribution, and it all adds up. And the reason that we are able to continue doing this at the level that we've been doing it is because of our gospel partners, men and women just like you who have linked arms with us and give to this ministry so that we can stay on the air and reach more people in more places all over the world. And so if our ministry has ever been a source of encouragement for you, would you consider joining us as an ongoing monthly gospel partner? You can get all of the answers to all of the questions that you likely have at fortisinstitute.org right now. Wretched. Amazing grace. Amazing gospel. Most men don't make one big decision that takes them off course. No, it happens gradually. And eventually you look up and you realize, I've been coasting for years. Well, Dr. Adam Tyson has created Walk Like a Man. It's available now on Fortis Plus. Dr. Tyson knows that's the story for way too many guys right now. And so he gets into God's Word and he lays out what it actually looks like to walk with wisdom and live with real conviction. And the way he teaches it, you'll walk away from every episode knowing exactly what to do and why it matters. This is biblical teaching that puts solid ground under your feet and gives you a clear path forward. It's streaming right now with new episodes dropping every Monday on Fortis Plus for free. Download the Fortis Plus app right now wherever you download apps on your smartphone, your smart TV, or just go to fortisplus.org and walk like a man.
Books of the Bible. Mark was a follower of Christ, traveling companion of Paul, an associate of Peter. His gospel presents Jesus as the Son of God. Here, Jesus is the perfect example of self-sacrifice, the suffering servant who died as a ransom for our sins. When you suffer for obedience to Christ, do not be ashamed, for Christ suffered and died for our disobedience. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
We'd like to invite you to our Easter Vigil this coming Holy Saturday at Wittenberg Lutheran Church. Do you want a church that feels Roman Catholic, but you'll still be able to affirm against the papacy? Then we're the church for you.
Can you affirm against the papacy? Not exactly sure. This is Wretched Radio. Keith Foskey poking a little fun at, well, pretty much everybody. I hope us too, as he presents a kind of a montage video of denominations if they had made an Easter service invitation video.
Because if you're wanting a true liturgical experience, but also to remain thoroughly Protestant, it's either us or it's the Church of England. And have you seen the lady running that place recently? It's a mess.
You're welcome to come and visit us at Unbroken Apostolic Succession Eastern Orthodox Church this coming Sunday. But not because of Easter, for we celebrate Pascha, and we do it on the correct day, which this year is not April 5th, but is April 12th. So if you want to be part of the true church that Jesus founded, that's been doing it right for 2,000 years and has never changed, then come and visit us. I can't believe you would want to go anywhere else.
Well, might.
Do you love the King James Bible and know that Easter is nothing but a mixture of Roman Catholic mysticism and pagan feminist mythology? Then come visit us at No Nonsense Independent Baptist Church. We don't do eggs and we don't do bunnies, but what we do is these and thous and Southern gospel music and old time religion. You don't have to worry about wondering whether or not we like you, because we'll sure enough let you know if we don't. Especially if any of you women come in wearing pants, because you can be certain we're going to tell you to take your NIV Bible, put it back in your Easter basket, and head on down the road. Hey.
That's accurate.
Well, let's just hope that every Presbyterian, Independent Fundamentalist Baptist, and Lutheran is in a good mood today.
Everybody, we want to invite you to Risen Hands Pentecostal Church for our special High Energy Holy Ghost Anointed Worship Celebration this coming Easter Sunday. We're expecting healings and miracles and tongues to fill the room. And each person who visits will also be getting a free can of social media influencer Bryce Crawford's Praise Energy Drink, which was prayed over by his team before it ever left the factory. It's energy with a higher purpose.
Now that's kind of snappy. This is, did I mention Wretched Radio, an equal opportunity offender? Except Keith, you left us out. How might we write a parody invitation video from those of us who are expositional? It might sound, man, a little something like this. Salutations. If you're looking for a church that wrings the meaning out of every single word, and I mean every word, that includes prepositional phrases, that includes definite articles, it includes indefinite articles. We will drill down to the meaning of every single word. You'll hear the root, you'll hear the syntax. We'll even decline some of the nouns for you just to demonstrate we know Greek. Will your head be full? Absolutely it will. Will you be stirred to love the Savior more? Well, you're going to have to look elsewhere for that, because we are expositional expository church. Thank you very much. How'd I do, Jimmy?
Is that redundant?
Well, that's my point. You need to make sure that it's redundant. All right. Now, just in case you haven't been personally offended, this might just offend you generally. Jimmy, I'm going to let you describe. This is a ad that was sent out from a church right down the street from us here at Fortis Institute. Jimmy, what is the big image in the middle? Do you know what that is?
Yeah, that's it looks like the Playboy logo.
That's the Playboy bunny.
Yep.
Right there, which apparently is still a logo that gets used. Now, can you read the line underneath it? So this is just to give you the full picture here. It's like a playing card. It's the ace, but instead the A stands for the name of the church. And then it's got the big Easter bunny head in the middle. And underneath it says, can you read that, Jimmy?
Get some action this Easter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See what they did right there? The Easter bunny, the Playboy bunny, get some action this year. Because action's the name of the church. See, See,
I know that place.
Do you?
That's the one last year. Do you remember?
Oh, is that with the pot in the
yes,
car?
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, such silliness. Here's what it says. This Sunday is Easter. Breakfast starts at 9. Service starts at 10. We had a brunch on Easter Sunday. Oh, was it good. I particularly enjoyed the homemade quiche with sautéed onions, Gruyere cheese, and shallots made by Mrs. Friel. It was the best thing there. I was wise enough to say it was delicious. People making homemade food and everybody just so loving and gathering around food before an Easter worship service. Except you know what? There's a little tip for you, Pastor. If you're going to do an Easter brunch and it's going to be before the church service, you better bring some heat because everybody's going to be logy. Just full of egg bake and different casseroles. This Sunday is Easter. Roll in early, grab some food, and get ready for a great morning. And don't come alone. Invite somebody to sit with you. Get some action this Easter. Now, this is inexcusable. This is entirely unacceptable from any sort of Christian standpoint. And yet it meets at the gym at the high school. I'll bet it's growing. Now, hate to say it because you don't want any sort of scandal like this, but just wait. It's probably just a matter of time because these types of things can only get worse. You only have to get more sensational. You can only go about staying in existence if you continue to tickle the ears. And just like any ear tickling, the intensity must increase. Otherwise, it doesn't tickle anymore. And that is why preaching that isn't focused on Christ will inevitably stray and get increasingly either watered down or sensationalistic because you have to do something. What you win them with, you must keep them with. There's another inexcusable Easter event. It was Good Friday, Minneapolis. It was a pilgrimage, community members marking Good Friday by visiting the locations of what they call modern-day crucifixions. If we can't ever have righteous indignation now, they invited all these folks to take a pilgrimage to sites of what they call crucifixion, akin to Jesus' crucifixion, said a participant. We think of the connection between Christ and the folks who have been victims of summary execution. Who are those people? Well, George Floyd, he would be one of them, of course. And then Renee Good, who was killed in January when she was just minding her own beeswax, saying polite things to the police officers on her way to the park to walk the dog? No. Here's the difference between those people and Jesus. Jesus was innocent. Jesus wasn't breaking laws. Not to mention, to compare any human being to Jesus Christ, honestly, I can almost say, I think pretty confidently, is blasphemous. Did something. So speaking of comparisons, I asked the AI machine, our Easter text from 1 Peter. It was perfect. It was one of those instances, Pastor, you can relate to this. Christmas is coming, Easter is coming, and the text for that day happens to be perfect for Easter. Well, that was the case for me because Peter gives the believers in Turkey, northern Turkey, what I counted as 8 titles. You're a chosen race. You're a royal priesthood, different from holy priesthood in chapter 2, verse 5, but you're a royal priesthood. You're God's own possession. You've received mercy. You're children of light. All of these great titles that are provided courtesy of King Jesus Christ. Now, the trick in a message like that is to make sure that you don't focus so much on the gifts. And wow, you get to be called all these things. You're a royal priest. You get to be called all these things. Got to be careful with that because it's not about the gifts. It's about the giver. How amazing is Jesus that he has afforded us those titles, that he has done those great things for us. And so to demonstrate his benevolence, I actually went to the AI machine, Jimmy, and I asked it, name a king, any place in human history who is known primarily for their benevolence. And the AI machine actually said, there aren't any.
Wow.
Now they, of course, forgot about King Jesus, the most benevolent and kind, demonstrated by dying on a cross while we were yet sinners, facing the wrath of God, hostile in our mind through wicked works, his wrath abiding upon us. But it listed, it said, but well, here's some that were like not totally horrible. And it was into like Marcus Aurelius. He did some nice things like legal reform. And he tried to limit excessive cruelty. Note, limit excessive cruelty. It doesn't mean he was. In other words, no king compares to Jesus Christ. Even those who died tragically in Minneapolis. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.